Masko Srika. So we've done two parts of this Tosfos, and now it's time to start the third part. Tosfos began by discussing the Gemara says the Hilchos of Pshara in the Kinyan. So the question is, when is the Kinyan occurring? Is it occurring before the Pshara? Is it occurring after the Pshara? And does that tell us anything about whether Mechila in general is Tzvicha Kinyan or not? Then the Tosfos had a second part where he discussed the different rayas back and forth, whether Mechila Tzvicha Kinyan, Mechila and a Tzvicha Kinyan. Tosfos concluded Mechila and a Tzvicha Kinyan, and we discussed at great length what's that based on? What's the machlokas whether Mechila is Tzvicha Kinyan or not? Is it something related to the nature of Mechila? Is it related to the fact that the lover, the person who would have to give up the money, has the money b'rishuso? We talked about that at great length. So now we have to discuss the final segment of Tosfos. Tosfos picks up on the bottom line. Kam chozar rivam erob faresh v'davka nakat b'cheskas abatim kinim b'fnei shnayim. Rivam said that the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Mem, which says kinim b'fnei shnayim, it's v'davka. That kinim, whenever you do a kinim suda, whenever you do a kinim chalipin, Kinyan Chalipin, that the Machne wants to give something to the Kona, he wants to give a physical object. Chalipin is actually one of the most, one of the broadest Kinyanim, one of the most powerful Kinyanim. Normally there are certain Kinyanim that apply to metalim, to movable objects, and certain Kinyanim apply to land, to karka. Chalipin happens to apply to both. You can be Kona both metalim and karka with Chalipin. And we can be kona, we can use chalipin in other contexts too, to be mechazek something, like to be mechazek aminu shlichus, as we described in the Rambam. So chalipin is a very important kinyan. What is chalipin? There's a transfer of a suda. Right? Chalipin is kinyan suda, it's hainu hach. Stam kinyan, whenever the Rambam uses the lashon kinyan, it means kinyan suda, chalipin. So that means that a suda is transferred from one to the other. Machlokas and Bav Metzia, who gives the suda to whom? Who gives the handkerchief or the pen to whom? We paskin that Kalev shall kone. That the kone gives his suda to the makne, and in return the makne is makne, the object, or the karka, or the schus, to the kone. Okay? That's the way the kinyan suda is done. The Gemara Bav Asa says, kinyan b'fnei shnai, that kinyan suda is done in front of two. So Pasha Pshan the Gemara is that it has to be done in front of two. In front of two Eidim. But you need Eidim on the kinyan chalipin. Aval I lekabez, ein ha-kinyan kinyan. The mashmos of the Gemara in Bava is that without two Eidim, the kinyan is not going to be chal. So the Rivam had felt once upon a time that kinyan suda needs Eidim. In order for the kinyan to be chal, the kinyan has to be performed in front of Eidim. But based on our Gemara, the Hilchos of Pshara Tzvicha Kinyan, the Rivam was Chozabov. He retracted his Shita. Why? Del maskinan hacha de Pshara Tzvicha Kinyan, v'afilo achi ka'ami rabbanam shara biyachid. Because we paskin here that Pshara Tzvicha Kinyan, that's what this is doing here. The Hilchos of Pshara Tzvicha Kinyan, the Gemara says that Pshara does need a Kinyan Suda to make it work, to make it valid. Nevertheless, we had a Machlokas Tanoim. The Chachamim hold, the Chachamim is one sheet that they hold up Pshara's biyachid. We take a paskin like the Chachamim, Yochid Rabma, Halacha Kirabim. We paskin like the Chacham, the Pshar's B'Yochid. The Rambam is an interesting sheet, whether you need Shnai, but Pasha Pshar's, we should paskin like the Chachamim. So Pshar is B'Yochid, and yet Pshar is Tzvicha Kinyan. So clearly, Kinyan doesn't need Shnai. The Kinyan doesn't have to be done in front of two Eidim. Because if it had to be done in front of two Eidim, how can you make a Pshar B'Yochid? Your Pshar B'Yochid is only going to have one person there. The Kinyan's going to be done from the Makna to the Kona, from the Nitba to the Toveya. Right? In front of one, not of two. So how can you say kinyan b'fnei shnayim? Must be that you don't need kinyan b'fnei shnayim. That kinyan suda doesn't have to be done in front of two Eidim. That's the Rivam's conclusion based on our Gemara. Either Gemara and Baba Basa, what's the Gemara saying? Hadin akad hasam b'fnei shnayim, mishim dein tzarech lamak sovu. The only thing the Gemara and Baba Basa meant to say, kinyan b'fnei shnayim, it's not that kinyan has to be done b'fnei shnayim. It's kinyan b'fnei shnayim ve'enot tzarech lomar ksovu. What does that mean? What's Tosfos saying? Let's turn. Let's look at the Gemara step. I gave you the staple packet. What does the Gemara say? It's actually in the middle of a host of a list of items the Gemara in Bava Basra there on Daf Mem has that are b'fnei shnayim. Modo b'fnei shnayim. Actually, in the previous daf, it started mecha b'fnei shnayim, modo b'fnei shnayim, hodo b'fnei shnayim, and kinyan b'fnei shnayim. But Kim Shtaros b'shloshesh. So Kim Shtaros needs three, but everything else in this list is only b'shnayim. What does the Gemara actually say? Kinyan b'fnei shnayim ve'elo tzarf lo maksovu. Kinyan, kinyan sudar. Kinyan sudar. Kinyan doesn't mean every kinyan. It means kinyan sudar, kinyan chalipin b'fnei shnayim. In front of two. Ve'elo tzarf lo maksovu. You don't have to say ksovu. You don't have to tell the two eidim to write a shtar raya. Let's say the makne is giving over karka to the kona. And they're going to do it through chalipin. So the kin, poshup shalom the gemara, the kinyan has to be done in front of shnayim. But you don't have to tell the eidim to write a shtar. Now, for the kinyan to be chal, it doesn't need a shtar. Right? There can be many kinyanim, kesef, chazaka. There are other ways to be kona karka. You don't need a shtar. The shtar is just a shtar raya. You could also be kona karka b'shtar, b'shtar kinyan, not b'shtar raya. A shtar kinyan can also serve as a shtar raya, as a proof that the kinyan was done, that the transfer of bialus occurred. But there's relevance to a shtar even if the kinyan is actually consummated through a different maisa kinyan besides shtar. Right? It doesn't matter. No matter what kinyan you have over here, you can have a shtar raya, a shtar to prove that the ownership was transferred from one to the other. So comes the Gemara and says that kinyan b'fnei shnayim ve'ein tzarach lo maksovu. There's no need to say ksovu. The eidim automatically can write the shtar. So Amar Rava, ikashali hakashali. I think the kash over here in this list is like this. Hai kinyan hechi dami. Ika maise bezdin dami libay plasa. If kinyan is like a maise bezdin, you should need three, just like kiyum shtars. Yiloka maise bezdin dami, amai en atzorach lo maksovu. It's not a maise bezdin, it's not automatic that if it's a maise bezdin, so it's understood. Something that's done in bezdin can write a shtar on that. But it's not a maise bezdin, so why is it that you don't have to write ksovu? Why is it that you don't have to say ksovu? Basa Devai Hadar Pashta, Rav asked the Shaila, then he answered, La'olam lavka maise bezdin, dummy, V'achatai mamai, Deinot tzarach lo maksovu, Mishin l'stam kinyan l'ksiva omeid. Stam kinyan l'ksiva omeid. The stam kinyan is omeid l'ksiva. It's understood that you're going to write the shtar raya. What does that mean? Rashbam explains, normally in order to write a shtar, what do you need? You need das hamischayev. You need the explicit expression of the das of the one who's going to be mischayev. In this case, that's the makne. The mischayev has to tell the eidim to write the shtar. How can they write a shtar and be mechayev him if he doesn't express his das to them? But kinyan is different, right? When they do a kinyan, shemdein la'achar kinyan klum, says the Rashbam, the kevah the makne besuda b'fnei eidim u'memar la'knosom miyad ve'enam adchei v'atchei l'avim shel v'metaplin. He's hurrying. He's doing a kinyan chalipin. The person is not Moshe the metaplin. Oh, yele v'yachzik b'karkos. He's not doing a chazak on the karka. Miskavin hu laknosa ba'ayin yofer v'stoma rotsa shiyot b'vilo. Miskoma, he wants them to write the shtar. It's as if the Mishayev has expressed his opinion. The fact that he does the kinyan in front of Shnei Eidim is as if the Mishayev expresses his feeling that he wants the Eidim to write the shtar. So that's why ain't tzarach l'maksovu. That's a gimmah. So comes Tosfos over here in our sugya and says, what does that statement in the Gemara mean? Kinyan b'fnei shnayim ve'ein tzarach lo maksovu, is that statement saying two things? That the kinyan has to be done in front of two eidim, and once it's done in front of two eidim, it's as if the mischayev expressed his das that he wants them to write the shtar, that he agrees that they can write a shtar raya, so that's why they can write a shtar raya. Two things? Well, no, maybe it's really only one thing. It's not that the kinyan has to be done in front of shnayim. It's that Kinyan nasa b'fnei eidim, then eino tzarach lo maksovu. It's not that it absolutely has to be done in front of two eidim, but maybe all that the Gemara in Bava Basra and Nafmem is saying is that if the kinyan sudr is done in front of two eidim, then eino tzarach lo maksovu, because it's as if the mischayev has expressed his das that he wants the eidim to write the shtar raya. Ba'ayin yofeh, he wants to make the koach of the kona much stronger. So if that's the understanding of the Gemara, then there's no raya that kinyan has to be done in front of shnayim. It's just saying if it's done in front of shnayim, then he's the upper koach of the kona so much that the eidim now can write a shtar. There's an umdra debuchah that he would want the eidim to write a shtar. So the Rivam originally thought that the Gemara in Bava Basra was making a statement. Kinyan b'fnei shnayim, that's statement number one. A kinyan sudr always has to be done in front of two eidim. Ve'ein tzarach lo maksovu. Once you're doing it in front of two eidim, then there's no need for the mischayev to say beferish ksovu, because it's just understood. But the Rivam says, in light of Agamar and Sanhedrin, you can't say that, because Agamar implies that a kinyan doesn't have to be done in front of shnayim. Because there is a kinyan in pshara, and nevertheless, the Rabbanon hold that pshara is biyachid. So what's the Gemara in Bava Basra saying? Kinyan b'fnei shnayim? It's not true that kinyan b'fnei shnayim. No, so that Gemara you have to interpret differently. But the Gemara is saying, if you do the kinyan in front of shnayim, even though it doesn't have to be done that way, that if you do the kinyan in front of shnayim, ein tzarach lo maksovu. Then there's an umdana demuchach that he wants the two eidim to write a shtar. Okay, those are the two ways that you can interpret the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Rivam thought one way, but in light of our Gemara, he retracted and he interpreted it differently. Okay, that's the first part of Tosfos. Questions? Says Tosfos, Ve'ein Raya Mikan Klal. The Rivam wanted to bring a Raya from our Gemara that Kenyan doesn't have to be Bifnei Shnayim, only Bifnei Yachid, because the Pshar is B'Yachid, and nevertheless, Bilchas the Pshar is Yachid Kenyan. Says Tosfos, I don't see the Rivam's Raya from here at all. I think you could take the Gemara in Bava Basra at face value, Kenyan Bifnei Shnayim, you taka need to aid. Any rabbi can klal the yochel lahaknos b'fnei shnayim l'kayim apshara she'asa b'yachid. Says Tosfos, what's the problem talking about? Pshara b'yachid? Yeah, pshara is b'yachid. But then b'hilchas apshara tzvicha kinyan, once the yochid does the pshara, so then the eidin do the kinyan among themselves in front of two eidin. Who says they're doing the kinyan only in front of the yochid who did the pshara? Maybe the pshara l'chud and kinyan l'chud. They first do the pshara in front of the yachid, and then they have to do a kinyan in front of shnayim, not in front of the yachid. They do a kinyan in front of shnayim to be mechazek the pshara that was done by yachid. Who says the two necessarily have to be the same, done with the same people? Maybe the pshara is done by yachid, but the kinyan is done by shnayim. That's Tosfos is the Chia. The Rivam's whole Raya, the Rivam stands on his head. Right? He originally thought that Kenyan has to be done with Neshnayim, Dafka, but he says the Gemara Tzadej doesn't sound like that. So Zog Tosfos, I don't see his Raya from our Gemara. Maybe the Pshar is done by Yochid, but the Kenyan has to be done with Neshnayim. Rabbeinu Tam, Hoya Medaktek. Tosfos continues that Rabbeinu Tam was Taka Medaktek that. That Kenyan doesn't have to be done with Neshnayim. Rabbeinu Tam, Hayim Adaktik, Medei Amina, Beperek Hazov. Right? A lot of back and forth over here. The Rivam thought the Gemara in Bava Basra implied that Kenyan with Neshnayim, Dafka. Then he says the Gemara in Sanhedrin is not Mashma like that. Gemara Bayas. Tosfos says, no, the Gemara Bayas is not Mashma anything. Maybe Taka Kenyan has to be done with Neshnayim. And in fact, says Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam holds that Kenyan has to be done with Neshnayim. You do need Eidim on the Kenyan Suda. Nachamo, is that what the Rabbeinu Tam says? Ein Kenyan Malo, Hashem El Shemamina, Devale Mahani. What is the Rabbeinu Tam hold? Before we get to the right, let's just get clear what he's going to say. I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Tam says that you don't need Eidim for Chalitim. Right? That you don't need Eidim. Nochamal. The Rivam thought initially that you do need Eidim for the Chalitim. He says, from Asug, you don't need Eidim for the Chalitim. Tosfos says, no, there's no Raya from Asugi, maybe you do need Eidim for the Chalipin, the Pshar is B'yachah, but you do need Eidim. Rabbeinu Tam thought that you didn't need Eidim.
Like
the Rivam's conclusion based on Asugi. Yeah. Right, exactly. Very good. Where did Rabbeinu Tam come off to say this? From a Gemara in Bav Metzia. What's this Gemara? Let's see this Gemara inside. This is a... Bav Metzia is the... is the mocker for many of the dinim of Chalipin. We're not here to learn the whole sugya of Chalipin, we're just seeing it from the prism of our sugya, the relevance of Chalipin to our sugya. But you have to see at least a little bit in Bava Metzia just to understand what's going on here. So let's see a little bit of Bava Metzia. Hazav, fourth paragraph in Bava Metzia. So it picks up on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. Itmar, says the Gemara. The first one is Kashi. Rav Vilevi. Chad Amar Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, Chad Amar Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. Now, look at Rav and Levi, whether Matbeya can be the object that you do chalipin with. Now, what do we normally do chalipin with? A kli, some kind of a kli, a handkerchief, sudar, handkerchief, a pen, some kind of a kli. The question is, can the matbea be that object? Can't call it a kli, it's not a kli. So can the matbea be the object that you do chalipin with? So Amar Rav Papa, my time of the manda Amar, matbea nasa chalipin. What's the time of the manda Amar who says that matbea can't do chalipin? Someone who does chalipin with a coin, your das is on the tzura, on the form of the coin. The tzura is going to be botel. What does that mean? So explains Rashi that the government, the melech, is going to be posel the matbea. Every so often they invalidate the currency and they start anew. They have a different, they put a different stamp on the currency. So the person doesn't have das on the silver itself or the copper itself. They have das on the stamp. The stamp is the ikar of the currency. The tzura is avida de batla. It's going to become batel. So it's not choshev, it's not significant. And the makar for kinyan chalipin, it says shalafish nalo. Boaz with the goel in Rus, right? Shalafish nalo. One gave to the other a nal. So we dash in shalafish nalo. It has to be dumi de nal. That means it has to be a davar hamesuyam vishalim. It has to be a complete object. It can't be broken. To give half a cup or half a shoe or half a something, that's not going to work. It has to be a davar shalim. So the matbeya, according to one day here, matbeya is einu nasa chalifin because it's not viewed as a davar shalim. It's not a davar shalim because even though the matbeya is shalim, but the whole das of the individual is on the tsura of the matbeya, and the tsura is going to be batel, so the tsura is going to be broken in the future. It's a big chiddush. Even though the tsura is not broken now, but we look to the future, we say that therefore it's not viewed as a davar hamasuyim, it's not viewed as a davar shalim. That's why that madama holds it ein matbeya nasa chalif. So skipping down to the bottom of the daf, Amar Rav Papa, Afilu man do Amar ein matbeya nasa chalifin, mevin hud lo ovid chalifin, achnu yiknu b'chalifin. Rav Papa says, but be careful. There are two things over here. One is whether the matbeya can be the object that's going to do the kinyan chalifin. The other thing is that the matbeya is what you're actually acquiring through the chalifin. So even if matbeya ein onasa chalifin, you can't use the matbeya as the object that's going to do the chalifin to be called as something else, the talplin, karka, whatever. But if you wanted to somehow acquire matbeos, right, if you wanted to acquire currency from someone else, you could use chalipin. You could use chalipin with a sudr, right? You could use chalipin with a good object, a davar mesuyim, to be kona that matbe. That's Rav Papa's statement. He says, "Mida dahava a pera l'Rav Nachman." Peira l'Rav Nachman l'avav fagadi inu lo abi chalipin aknuyim makman miknu b'chalipin tivanami loshna. Rav Nachman holds that peiros can't do chalipin; they can't be the object that you do the chalipin with. Also, there's something missing from peiros; it's not dumya denal. But nevertheless, you can be calling a peiros b'chalipin. The same thing is true by a matbeya. The matbeya can't be the object that you do the chalipin with, but you can be calling the matbeya with chalipin. If you do chalipin with some other object, a suder, a pen, or something like that, you can be calling the matbeya with that chalipin. Okay, that's Rav Papa's statement. So comes the Gemara and says, yeah, you're so sure that matbeya can be nikna b'chalifin? Nikna b'chalifin? Nasa chalifin. Nasa chalifin, that's a machogas rabban lady. Rav Papa had said, even if you say matbeya ain't no nasa chalifin, everyone admits that matbeya can be nikna b'chalifin. So the Gemara says, you're so sure? I'm not so sure matbeya can be nikna b'chalifin. Maybe it can't be, and I'll bring you a rai. Mesa. Okay, this is really where the Gemara gets started. Gemara brings a rai from a Mishnah in Maseches Maaser Sheni. We know that if you want to be poda Maaser Sheni, a person has fruits outside Yerushalayim, far away from Yerushalayim, has to bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat them there. But sometimes it's hard. They're heavy. There's a lot of fruits. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him prosperity. So he has a lot of fruits. So what's he supposed to do? He can't bring up all the fruits. It's going to be too difficult. So you poda the fruits. Vitzarta b'kesef, you poda the fruits onto kesef. You bring the kesef up to Yerushalayim, and you buy behemos that can be karbanos that you eat b'torah shlomim. That's really what you're supposed to do with the Maaser Sheni money. There's one big difference in pidyon Maaser Sheni between the bailim who are poda Maaser Sheni and someone else who's poda Maaser Sheni. When the bailim are poda Maaser Sheni, they have to be mosif a chomesh. They have to add a fifth to the value. But if someone else is poda Maaser Sheni, he doesn't have to be mosif a fifth. The pasuk says, "Im gol yigal ish mi masra chamishiso Yosef olav." Rashi quotes it there in Bava Diyah. If someone is Goel, if someone is Poda, his Meiser, so he has to add a Chomesh. But if another person is doing it, if an Acher, if a Nochri, the Gemara uses a Losh Nochri, that doesn't mean a Goy, it means someone not the Bailim, right? It's a stranger to the Peros, if someone else is Poda, then he does have to be also Chomesh. So people will like to make sure that the payros and the money are not going to be owned by the same person. If they're not owned by the same person, you can save a lot of money. You don't have to be most of the chamish. So we'll be marim. We'll make a trick. Harama. We'll make a trick to ensure that the payros and the ma'os are not going to be owned by the same person. So the Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni says like this. Hayomi begarin. Let's say someone is standing in his garden, in his granary. Then the other ma'os. He doesn't have any money there to be pulled to the Ma'aser Sheni. Omelach aveiro. He can say to his friends, his friend, Hare Peros halalum nesunum lechav matan. The Peros are yours b'matan. B'chozeva omer, Hare heim lechololun al mo'o sheyesh li b'bais. And then he says, and they should be hodui on the mo'o that I have in my home. So clearly he's doing this with a friend who understands that the only reason he's giving his the Peros matana is to be poured in the Ma'aser Sheni. If he's doing it with someone who doesn't realize that, so he's going to lose a lot. He'll lose all of the Peros. Someone says, you know, I'm giving you all of these pears matana. Oh, you're such a nice guy. I appreciate that. And then he'll walk away. That's not going to help him very much. Right? So clearly he's talking to his chaver, as Rashi explains. His chaver who realizes that he wants to be part of the Ma'aser Sheni and not have to be most of the chomish. So he gives the peros to his friend because he doesn't have ma'os there with him. He owns ma'os. He got ma'os in the bank. He has ma'os at home in his mattress, right, or whatever, in his wallet, but he doesn't have any in the granary. He's in the granary without his wallet. So he gives over the peros, the matana, to his friend. Notice, he didn't give over the ma'os to the friend. He gave over the peros to the friend. And then he says that they should be podri on the ma'os that I have in my home. It says the Gemara, time of the in b'yad ma'os. And yesh b'yad ma'os, likni lehu l'idach b'meshicha uporik. If he did have the money, so how would you want to be married? What kind of harama, what kind of trick would you say is better? Better to give over the money than to give over the fruits. Because to give over the fruits just to be poda, no, that's too much of a harama. If you only give over the money, it's normal to give over money to someone else, but to give over bushels and bushels of fruits, it's not so common to give that kind of a matana. It looks a little bit strange. It looks more strange. But if you have the money there, then it would be better to give over the money to the other person. Be maknet him b'mishicha uparik. The hachi adif, the havalei nachri. This person is a foreigner, meaning he's not the bailim. He wanted to be most of chomesh. The Gemara is assuming it's better to give over the money than to give over the fruits. To give over the fruits, that's a real harama. That's a big harama. But this is eina nireis orma kol kach, says Rashi. Lipatim in a chomesh. It's not such a harama. It's better to do that. Better to give over the money than to give over the fruits. If he has the money, it'll be better to give over the money, and then his friend is going to be poda the fruits. Whose fruits? The Bailim's fruits. Again, the person who's poda with the money is not going to be the same person who actually owns the fruits. The e amid mapeya nikna b'chalif. In fact, the Gemara, if you hold that mapeya can be nikna b'chalif, and nikna le'mos lahaich agav sudar. V'lifrok. Even if he doesn't have the mos, but the Mishnah starts, he doesn't have the ma'os, so then he has to give over the fruits b'matana to his friend, and then he's poded with his own ma'os, so now he's not the bailam of the fruits. Why? If matbeah can be nikna b'chalifin, just like if you have the money, you can be makne to him b'mashicha, be makne the money to the friend b'chalipin. So up the Gemara, the less lay sudden. He doesn't have a sudden. The talking b'chai, must be b'chai gavel, he doesn't have a sudden. Ivan Igninu Niale Agav Karka. So be machne to him Agav Karka. Agav, the Kenyan Agav is another type of Kenyan. Be machne Karka. And Agav the Karka, be machne the Metalplin. The less the Karka, it must be that he doesn't have Karka. He doesn't have Karka. The Ha'ome Begorin Katani. He's standing in a Gorin. The Gorin is his. These are his fruits. It's his Karka. No, Begorin Sheno Shalom. It's a case, a strange case. He's standing Begorin Sheno Shalom, but he has fruits that are Shalom. And now he's figuring out how he can be part of my Sisha. Ah, Mudna case. Come on, that's the case of the Mishnah. Such a bizarre case where the Gavra is artiloi. He's naked. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have a sudr. He doesn't have a shirt. Can't take off his shirt and give the person a sudr. He doesn't own the karka. He's not wearing anything. He doesn't have a sudr. Such a mudna case. Such a strange case. It's so strange. it's much more mistaber that the person is wearing clothing, he's wearing a shirt, he's wearing something that you could take off and serve as a sudr. It must be that Taka does have a sudr. He is wearing clothing. He really could take off his shirt or something and give to the other person and be makna the most that he has in his home besudr. So why didn't he do it? Must be that Mabea can't be nikna b'chalifin. That's the Gemara's rabbi, Gemara in Bava Metzia. But the fact that if he doesn't have mo'os here, that he can be makna to his friend the Meshicha, what does he do? He's makna the peros to his friend. And then he's poda the peros with the mo'os that he has in his home. The impression you get is that Mabea can't be nikna b'chalifin. Because if it could be nikna b'chalifin, why don't it just be makna the Mabea b'chalifin? Rabbi Natam Hoya Medaktik with the Amrina Beperek Hazov Hoya Omi Begorin Ve'im Biyodo Mos the Iyamet Maperek the Bechalifin Nikni Le Mos Agav Sudar Pshot Minei the Einignes Bechalifin Doch HaKoya Leila Ukme Begavra Artiloi. So the Gemara says it must be that Ein Maperek Niknes Bechalifin, because to say we're talking about someone who's not wearing any clothing, that's difficult. So the Gemara Bav Metzia brings a Zeraya that Maperek can't be Nikni Bechalifin. In fact, the Rabbeinu Tam, our Tosfos, Vahashta, Milo Mishan, making on the Lekha tray. Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe the guy is taka standing there with clothing, wearing a three-piece suit. He has a handkerchief in a three-piece suit coming out of the breast pocket. It's very easy for him to do a Kenyan Suda. So why is he not doing a Kenyan Suda? I'll tell you why. Push it to answer. There are no Aidim there. You told me that the Kenyan Suda requires Aidim. So maybe the reason why he's not doing a Kenyan Sudr, he's not makna the most, the Kenyan Sudr, is because we're talking about a case where there's no Eidim. So that's why he has to be makna the Paris. But if there were Eidim of Adah, he could be makna the Chalifin. Can you go to the Lega Trey, Ve'en Kenyim Ola, Ola, B'fin Shnai? Dr. Rabbi Natan, Ela Shema Minot, Devadeh Mahani. From the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Rabbi Natan brings an ironclad raya, as he thinks, right, the way he sees it, that Kenyan Suda doesn't require Eidim, because if it required Eidim, then the Gemara has a simple answer to the question. We don't have a raya that Mabea can't be Nikna B'chalifin. Maybe Mabea Taka could be Nikna B'chalifin. But we're talking B'chai Gavna that there are no Eidim there, so that's why the Chalifin doesn't work. Dr. Rabbi Natan, the fact that the Gemara didn't say that, that proves what? That proves what? Like the Rivam's conclusion that Chalifin doesn't require Eidim. Rivam wrote a raya from our sugya. The psharis shicha kenyan, but psharis biyachid. So you see, Chalifin doesn't require edim. Tosus wasn't so convinced that raya was a good raya. But then Tam brings a raya from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that the fact that the Gemara didn't give you the hechatimsa, the situation that maybe he doesn't have edim, and that's why he's not doing the kenyan sudar. So that proves that you don't need edim for the Chalifin. The Eish Dochen says Tosus mishem the stam gorin mitzuyin bav bnei adam. Come on, a granary. There are a lot of workers. Normally there are a lot of people there. So maybe Taka you do need Eidim for the Chalipin. Right? And the reason why the Gemara didn't say that there were no Eidim there is because most Gornos have Eidim there. There are people there, so that's a bad right. It's a bad right. But that's the Rabbi Natan's right. But the fact that they didn't say that there are no Eidim there, that proves that you don't need Eidim for the Kenyan Chalipin. Okay? That's Tosfos. So there's a back and forth over here whether Kenyan Chalipin requires Eidim or doesn't require Eidim. Is there a raya from our Gemara? Is there a raya from the Gemara in Bava Basra? Is there a raya from the Gemara in Bava Metzia? Different Gemaras back and forth. But the question is why? Once all the dust settles and you see the different rayas the Rishonim gave, Lakan and Lakan, the question is, why should you need Eidim? If I were to ask you, do you need Eidim for a Kenyan Chalipin or do you not? What should be the answer? Well, Kenyan Chalipin is just another one of the Kenyanim that the Torah recognizes. So what's the halacha by other Kenyanim? Hagbah, Meshicha, Chazaka, Kesef. Do you need Eidim for those Kenyanim? No. You never need Eidim to make a Kenyan work. If the two people, the Makna and the Kona, admit that the Kenyan was done, so then the Bailus is transferred. There's no need to have Eidim. Frak the Rosh and Bav Metzia, forget about the Rayas back and forth. Misvara. Why do you need Eidim for Kenyan Chalifin? Our Tosfos sort of seems to assume that the original Rivam was correct. Rabbi Natan is wrong, that you really do need Eidim for Kinyan Chalipin. Why? Why does our Tosfos assume that you need Eidim for Kinyan Chalipin? Aval Nirli says Tosfos, the Tosfos of Rosh and Bav Metzia. The Tosfos of Rosh and our Sugi says the same thing. Aval Nirli, Dein Tzarach Raya. You don't need a Raya. Forget all the Rayas back and forth. We spent a lot of time on the Rayas, but the Rosh says you don't even need a Raya. Misavara, Chalipin shouldn't require a Kinyan. The Maishna Kinyan Chalipin, Mikinyan Hagbo, Umeshicha, Umesira, Vechazaka, the Kulu Lobo, Eidim, Hecha, the Modelo. Hodas, Badin, Kemea, Eidim, Dummy, if the Makna is Moda that the Kona did a Kinyan, Avada, it works. What do you need Eidim for? What's the need for Eidim? What's the need for Eidim? Tells the Rosh here in Sanhedrin echoes a similar sentiment. The Rosh says, nearly daf raya ain't on tzara. The mills of the pshita he. The maishna kinyan suda mikol shar kinyana meshicha mesira hagba v'kesef v'chazaka shemo ilim below edim im modelo. If he's modelo, they work without edim. Why is chalipin different? Pilek, why is chalipin different? Our Tosa seems to assume l'maskona that all the rayas are not compelling. Maybe Yitaka do need edim for kinyan chalipin. In fact, the Rosh, why? Why is chalipin any different than the other kinyan? So to answer this question, we're going to have to look a little bit, not too much, but a little bit into Kinyan Chalipin to try to understand the nature of the Kinyan. How is it working? And perhaps if we look at some of the Rambams and some of the Ravids, some of the other Mefarshim, we'll see that maybe Chalipin really in its essence is different than other Kinyanim. It's functioning differently. It's operating differently. And because it's operating differently, that's why perhaps it might need Eidim. All other Kinyan don't need Eidim because they're working on one level. But maybe Chalipin is working on a totally different level, and maybe that's why it does require Eidim. So look at some of the other Makaros and Mitzvah Shem.